course, he's part of NFL on Prime, part of Thursday Night Football, so we'll pick his brain on this Browns-Steelers game. But we just had Doran Dickerson on of the Fan Morning Show in Pittsburgh, and I was glad to hear him confirm that Yinzer Nation will take this one hard if the Browns win this game.
Yeah, I also thought it was really interesting in talking about Myles Garrett basically poking the bear with T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way he described it, because we talked about it earlier. It's not Myles Garrett versus T.J. Watt. It ends up being, Myles Garrett against the offensive line, and then T.J. Watt against the Browns offensive line. Jameis Winston might have to end up hurting because of that.
Yeah, Jameis was probably going to hurt regardless. You know what I mean? Like, I think Jameis was just going to – I think this idea of T.J. Watt has extra motivation, you'd have to be a real sociopath. You're 8-2. T.J. always gets up for these games, so I'm not all that convinced I have any extra to worry about. It's T.J. Watt. I worry extra regardless.
Yeah, which I guess, I mean, it's very fair. I'm not saying that's not. It's very fair. I just think it's interesting that they've now been talking about it all week. We've all been talking about it all week. And T.J. Watt is probably going to feel like, even in a blowout, he's going to try to make his name heard.
Oh, is T.J. big mad? Oh, poor T.J. He didn't get the Defensive Player of the Year. What a baby. God.
Like, you know these, like, football players. They got to find some reason to get up and some reason to go ahead and play out of their mind.
If I was a future Hall of Fame football, this is like LeBron quitting social media the other day. You don't have to tell us. Like, who gives a damn if 10 people
LeBron
call
LeBron might
you?
Have to actually tell us these things, but, though. If not, people would be like, where'd you go, LeBron?
Well, no, but the point is, like, who cares? Who cares if people think you're a liar? You're LeBron James. Who cares if Myles Garrett's got beef with you because you started it? Like, you can't get mad about beef that you started by being a baby hippopotamus. You're Moo Dang, basically. Like, you're out here. What a baby.
You call him Moo Dang.
Yeah, isn't that what the little hippopotamus's name is?
I'm just impressed you got a hippopotamus's name off the top of your head.
Well, no, because it was the internet sensation. Here's a rascible little son of a gun.
What am I missing? Is this like
you haven't seen Moo Dang?
No. I'm not. I guess I'm not on the internet enough. Is this a Harambe thing, but for hippos?
Yeah, except he's alive.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Harambe is the most famous.
Like, Harambe was a celebration of
gone.
A gorilla's death.
Yeah.
Moo Dang is the celebration of a hippo's life. Because he's just a little cuss.
But he's still living. He's still living.
He's just a little cuss.
Is this like the elephants that can paint? Is this a novelty act? Is this what this is?
Well, yeah, every animal bit that becomes famous is a novelty act.
Well, what's
right?
his hook outside of just being
his,
a hippopotamus?
His hook is he's irascible. He's just he'll like the trainer. What's the zoo person will put him in water and they'll be like, I hate water. And he'll get out of it and he'll go over and try and bite the zookeeper's knee.
It's this hippo that hates everything.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a little bleep. He's
a
little jerk.
I love that there's a hippo that hates everything.
Yeah.
I mean, they're hungry, hungry hippos. They're not like
he's
compassionate, sensitive, nice hippos.
Well,
it's,
I will say,
hungry, hungry hippos for a reason.
He's an angry, angry hippo. He's going to have to be put down early.
I mean, they're supposed
to be. He's got an attitude
they're
problem.
They're supposed to be killers, those
but
hippos.
But it's cute when they're children. Much like humans, like when you have an attitude problem when you're a little kid, it's so cute.
Funniest thing in the world.
And then when they grow up and like, God, this guy's a D. It's like,
what happened to you?
Okay, I mean, it's kind of par for the course here. But yeah, that's Moo Dang.
Okay. That doesn't sound good, though, because hippos, as we've established, are very deadly.
I mean,
T.J. Watt is now a hippo. He's very deadly.
I've watched every... Okay, we've taken it too far.
Okay, that's where we are. Okay, I want to know
I'm saying that he's an irascible baby hippo. I mean, it's not like he's one of the, like, you know, killer hippos out there on the Serengeti.
If T.J. Watt sacks anybody tonight, we need hippo gifts sent to @NickWilsonSays, like you would not believe.
I mean, listen, I put on a few pounds. You can send hippo gifts anyways. Oh. Let's get to the quarterback comparison brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wing Tuesday, Boneless Thursday, Happy Hour, and Late Night. There's no comparison to B-dubs. So this is a question I was thinking about. Is Russell Wilson a huge upgrade over Jameis Winston at this point in their respective careers?
No. I think it's going to surprise people, but I don't think it's a huge upgrade. I think both are going to be – what their skill set is right now is both going to be rendered useless today anyway. If the weather is as bad as it is, and maybe I'm just overplaying the weather side of this, Nick, but if it's as bad as it is, I'm expecting a lot of runs. And we talked about Nick Chubb a lot too, by the way. My Vegas people are all in on Jerome Ford props like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, wow, that's insulting.
Like, they are heavy into Jerome Ford's going to get a lot of action
tonight. You know why? Because they don't want you to take Nick Chubb props. That's how I'm reading it.
You think my friends in the desert are swerving people away from Chubb props?
Hey, don't look over there at Chubbland. Go here and buy yourself a Ford. That's what they're thinking. I'm not buying it. I'm going heavy on Nick Chubb just to spite your friends in the desert.
They are heavy on Jerome Ford tonight.
But I think it's interesting what you're talking about because, I mean, I think in a way – the reason Russ is the quarterback right now is the moon ball. And the only reason Jameis is the quarterback right now is also the moon ball.
Right. The two things they do that will keep them employed for the rest of the season is the thing that basically it's nullified tonight.
And I actually kind of think that the moon ball being eliminated or limited for Jameis might keep Jameis upright in this game. Because I think you're going to do a lot of misdirection stuff. I think you're going to focus heavy on the run. So whereas, like, last year, you know, you were playing from behind. And I mean, Kevin just dropped Deshaun back time and time again. It became predictable that on third and medium, all right, Deshaun's dropping back. It became almost it was predictable, but almost too easy for Watt and Highsmith. I know Highsmith is still dealing with injuries, but they've got Herbig, they've got Watt, they've got Preston Smith. Like, even without Alex Highsmith, they're still three or four deep in really good edge rushers.
Well, and the fact that we don't even know who the left tackle is going to be for the Browns.
Well, it doesn't really matter at this point because it's not DeJuan Jones. Is there really a difference between Jermaine Ifedi and Jedrick Wills?
Well, Jedrick Wills is out, but I think there is a difference between Jermaine Ifedi and Jedrick Wills.
I think Jermaine plays through the whistle. I think that's the difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say positive or negative. No. I just said I think there might be a difference.
But to what you're saying, it is kind of a shame that weather's going to nullify the moonshot because this could kind of be sneaky fun.
This would have been a great game just from like an entertainment standpoint. If you watch Russ, because they really want to see Russ swerve into this idea that the difference between him and Justin Fields is throwing the ball deep. And then we know what Jameis does. I'm kind of destroyed for Jameis that –
He's not going to get destroyed tonight.
His numbers aren't going to be great tonight. And we're going to have to come
You're
back
a numbers
tomorrow.
Guy.
You know I am. And we're going to come back tomorrow. And we're going to be like, oh, well, Jameis, he faced the number one defense a few weeks ago and he turtled. Faced the number two defense last night. Wasn't great. And it's just going to continue on the trend with Jameis.
So you're just upset that Jameis is who he is and he's
you
not a very good quarterback?
You know I take it personally at this point anytime Jameis looks good or doesn't look good.
Is it because you just want to stave off Zappy or DTR for as long as you can?
I will never. I told you this, and I'm going to have you hold me to this. I will never call for DTR. I will never call for Bailey Zappy. And if Jameis puts me in a spot where I have to, I'm going to be beside myself.
I don't really want to get here because that sounds miserable for both of us and for the fans. It's part of me that kind of wants it to happen. You know,
no.
It's kind of like when
you don't want that.
Like, oh, this guy would never take a dive in boxing, and then takes a dive, and you're like, okay, we saw the spot in the armor there. That's kind of what I want to see now.
As
your friend.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks.
I will say this. I would expect at least one turnover from Jameis today, maybe two turnovers, even with not throwing the ball a lot. This is a really rough matchup for him.
Can I put the exclamation point on how sad of a game this is going to be offensively?
Sure.
I legitimately was wondering if the kicker situation is going to be like what makes or breaks this entire game. Boswell has missed one kick all year. He's 29-30. Hopkins couldn't hit a 25-yarder last week.
Isn't Boswell just the case for kickers? That if you hold on to a kicker for long enough, he might get kind of good? Like, Boswell's not been a great kicker, right? He's not been Justin Tucker.
I mean, he's missed one kick all year, though.
All of a sudden, he's Justin Tucker, and Justin Tucker's Chris Boswell.
My big memory of him is on the Thursday night game a couple years ago, the David Njoku big Steelers game a couple years ago. Boswell was missing kicks left and right.
Yeah, can we sign up for that? Because I think I don't know what's going on with Dustin Hopkins, but I kind of feel like that could be part of this, too. He's going very Justin Tucker.
It's not great.
That is a quarterback comparison brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Tuesday, Boneless Thursday, Happy Hour, and Late Night. There's no comparison to B-Dubs.
That's how sad this is. We turn the quarterback comparison, which is usually like the best part of the pregame stuff, into a kicker comparison.
With
the weather.
And I think we did a Browns running back comparison. And I think we did a Jermaine Ifedi, Jed Wills comparison. There are a lot of comparisons just within that small amount of time.
We did it.
We did it. We've accomplished it. Here we
are. We also did a hippo comparison.
That's true. T.J. Watt is a big hippo baby.
Is T.J. Watt just the hungry, hungry hippo?
Yeah. No, come on. Put some respect on that name, Mudang.
Yeah, sure.
The more I say it, the more I'm having fun. is Russell Wilson a huge upgrade over Jameis at this point in their careers? We've already gotten a GIF in. A meme in at Nick Wilson says at Jay Peterlin. When we come back, Andrew Whitworth, Super Bowl winning left tackle, joins Afternoon Drive.